The Army is working on a new system to help soldiers get maps, videos, and other information on the battlefield. The system will connect to legacy repositories on multiple Army bases. It's part of a contract with BAE Systems. Mark Sarojak is the company's director of sales and marketing for GXP, which is the name of the new system. He joins us with what the Army hopes to solve with this contract. Good morning, Mr. Sarojak.
Good morning, Tom Rubin. How are you?
Let's talk about what the Army is trying to solve with this contract.
Absolutely. So the Army purchased 50 copies of our GXP Explorer Enterprise Data Management Solution. The Army also owns our Socket GXP software analysis package that allows their analysts to do their daily mission of analyzing images, doing IED detection, threat analysis. And one of the major things that the analysts do in their jobs is look for historical data to add contextual value to the current images that they're looking at. Now, in talking with the analysts and their leadership, it's clear that looking for this historical data is taking up to 50% of their time or more, which is, you know, too time intensive. So the Army is looking to solve that problem by adding GXP Explorer.
So these are intel analysts. Are they at Army bases? Are they forward deployed? Where do we find these people?
That's correct. They're located on Army bases. They're forward deployed. They're located in the Beltway and around the world.
Okay, and so you say they're looking at images. What is the source of the data that they're looking at to which they need to add that context?
Well, the images can come from any of the sources that the Army has access to. That can be reconnaissance aircraft. It can be UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. It can be satellites.
So it's a lot of data streaming down that they have to look at. And then what does the tool do to connect them with older sources of data?
Well, what GXP Explorer allows them to do is automatically search many databases at once. So the Army has vast quantities of data that's located in legacy databases all around the world right now. And each of those databases comes with its own discovery mechanism or tool. Now, the analyst has to currently open each tool or database and search for the videos or the images or the reports that they're looking for in each database. GXP Explorer shortcuts that solution by allowing them to simultaneously, with one query, search many databases.
Now, when I hear the term database, I think of something structured with rows and columns and with information in each cell as a result that might invoke something that's unstructured. But you're looking through a structured system. So does your system look at the metadata that's about a particular database, or can it see into what's behind all that?
It can do both. That's a very good question. It can actually catalog the metadata, which lets the analyst more rapidly search the data. But it can also search through textual files and pull out references to specific locations or keywords.
So what kind of technology goes into making all of this possible? We're talking about connecting soldiers wherever they are.
That's right. So this is built on a modern architecture, a service-oriented architecture, and it's deployed into the cloud, which greatly reduces the amount of system administration effort, and it allows the analysts to launch the data that they discover directly into their Socket GXP package to continue their analysis. Or if the analysts or administrators don't have Socket GXP, they can view the data directly in their web browser or on a mobile device such as an Android pad or an Apple iPad.
We're speaking with Mark Sarojak, the Director of Sales and Marketing for GXP at BAE Systems. And so let's try to put this into some kind of real context. Suppose they're looking at pictures of a piece of terrain in Afghanistan, for example. What could this would they use this in a way to maybe see how it looked 6 months ago or a year ago and see what changes might have occurred, like maybe that building wasn't always there, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. If they were looking for how a building was built over time or when it appeared or perhaps when some vehicles left, they can build up a search at different points in time in the past, load images from that time, and compare them in their tool to the current image. That lets them understand better when things arrived, when they disappeared.
Now, when you're forward deployed or you're away from, you know, the main pipes of the Army, the main network, there's some bandwidth constraints there. So if you're looking at images you might have acquired locally, say from the local drone over your head, but you're reaching back, say, to the Pentagon and you're in Afghanistan for an image, how does the tool manage the bandwidth requirements so that things don't all slow down to a slog there?
Well, that's a great question, and it's absolutely true that there are definitely bandwidth considerations. So there's two main points here, is that we've identified by talking to the leadership that there's never going to be a single data store that holds all the data, because pushing all of that data around the world through these limited comm pipes would be far too intensive and would clog them up. So the application has to be able to query and search for the data where it exists, in the databases where it is. So that's a key point. The other thing is that when GXP Explorer finds the data in those locations, it can stream the pixels and the items that it finds to the analyst on their desktop or in their browser without having to transfer the whole file. And we use several different technologies, including JPIP streaming, to accomplish this.
You're trying to merge older legacy systems here with more modern tools like smartphones, mobile devices. What are some of the biggest challenges of doing that?
Well, the biggest challenge is obviously, one of the biggest challenges anyway, is the modern tools can access the data in different ways, and that the analysts have different expectations set for them by the commercial tools that are available to them on their home computers, for example. So we're adapting new modern technologies and ways that the analysts can access their data, launch it, use it, and thereby reducing the amount of training that the Army has to put into these systems.
What about security? How do you know no one is viewing the data that you're streaming to the battlefield?
Well, these systems exist within the context of larger systems. And the security of our software is definitely screened and scanned prior to deployment. However, keep in mind that these larger systems and software communications networks have additional layers of security on them that our software works and resides within.
So there's a little encryption that might go on for those files that head down the pipe?
Absolutely. Encryption is one of the techniques we use.
Now, I want to ask you a really in-the-weeds question, but anyone who has an iPad or an iPhone will understand this question, so I guess that's a lot of people. But those devices don't support flash, and what if a video that is required and uses flash and the particular analyst is using a device that doesn't support flash? I guess that's a problem for the whole world, isn't it?
I think it is a problem for the whole world, and the Army's video generally does not exist in the flash format, so it doesn't.
So it's not a practical issue.
It's not a tactical issue for the Army soldiers at this point.
All right. So what? How many people are using this? How widespread is this deployment?
Well, the deployment will cover sites, the 50 sites, and they'll be attached to units that could be deployed all over the world. But these software can also reach back into legacy or stationary bases at the Army bases or within the Beltway with the Army's partners that are also using our software. So it's quite a worldwide large network of data management.
So do they have an enterprise license, or what's the license basis for getting it so widely spread out?
Well, the Army just purchased 50 copies of the software for this particular distributed common software ground station system. But they also own many other copies of our software, and we do have a ELA pricing put in place with the Army.